That's why, Lord, we are here, Lord, tonight. Tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To believe the word. Hallelujah, Lord, that you gave us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the, amen, for the message that you have given us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ, through our pastor, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. The message, Lord, through the apostle, through Malachi 4, and the fivefold ministry, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Now, Lord, give us the faith. Hallelujah, Lord, to believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that all things are possible, Lord. Our inheritance, Lord, tonight. Amen. All what the devil had stolen from us, Lord, we are here to take it back, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. May you give us the faith to only believe that all things are possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Do you believe that tonight? Can I hear the amen? Amen. I know we are not many here, but can I hear the amen? That only... Hallelujah. All things are possible. If there is anybody who is sick, or you have somebody sick in the hospital, they only believe that all things are possible. Believe that we are in Ephesians. The reality of Ephesians is here. Hallelujah. Glory and honor be unto you, the Almighty. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory and honor be unto you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, tonight, if there's anybody in the hospital, if there's a beloved or somebody in the hospital, Lord, we pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, may you give him of the faith or her the faith. Oh, that he ought to only believe that Jesus is here. And the same Jesus here is also in that place, in the hospital. Those online, Lord, may you reach out to them, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you, Jesus Christ. So as we welcome the word, let's continue singing that song, Only Believe. That all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus Christ. May you just raise your faith one more time. Amen. To believe that all those who are sick, those who have various needs, all only believe all things are possible. Amen. Forgive me for singing, for repeating so much this song. Because that's where our faith is. And in Ephesians, we have the seventh kind of faith. Amen. That seventh kind of faith is the one that should bring the revival. To give us rapturing faith. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. Close your eye and thank him and pray, give him back the glory. Just for maybe just 1 minute, just pray and thank him with the faith that he has already given you through that song. Just keep thanking him that all, now that you have believed with the seventh kind of faith that you have, all things are possible. If you are sick, he will heal you. Amen. If you have somebody who's sick, if you have any other need, just believe that he's going to give it unto you. Now that you have the seventh kind of faith, restored back by Malachi 4. Hallelujah. Thank you.
give you back the glory and honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord for coming into this place. Amen. And I will thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Amen. That has guided us up to this place. And we want to thank our pastor for yielding to the Holy Spirit and making sure that all is well. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord so much for all that he has done for us. Amen. He has been good, isn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. He has been good to us. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. You appreciate our pastor? Amen. Do you love him? Do you appreciate the Sunday message? Amen. The reality of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you able to see the reality of Ephesians? Those days we used just to talk about Ephesians. But we are now able to see the reality of Ephesians. Amen. So, Pastor, we want to thank you. And we want to thank the Holy Spirit for guiding you. To bring such a wonderful message. Amen. To deliver the people. Amen. You know, so many things has taken place, but we are here. We have arrived. Amen. That's why I want to thank the Lord so much. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's just sing that song without which says, "We walk in the light." Amen. We walk in the light as we welcome our pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just sing with amen. Well, there's something about this song, only believe. Amen. The Holy Spirit has said that let's get back to that song, only believe. Amen. As you welcome the word. Amen. Online, God bless you. We're having a wonderful time here. The Spirit is here. Raise up, eyes closed. Hallelujah. Amen. As we welcome the word.
Turn around and just bid your brother, your sister, in the sweetness of his presence. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Let's bow our heads and just say a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity, the privilege, Lord, to be in your presence and to worship you, dear God. And we realize, Lord, that only you that has been able to make it possible, Father. So, Lord, we just surrender our will to your will, and we pray that you have your own way. We thank you for being with us, Lord, for all that you are doing in our midst. We are so grateful, Father, unworthy as we are, but you have reached down, Father, from glory, Lord, and you have honored our low estate and granted us a mighty visitation of your presence, of your love. We ask that your presence, Lord, never forsake us, Father, Lord, but be with us in all that we do. Order our footsteps, direct our thoughts. Lord, prosper our ways, dear God. And whatever we do, dear Lord, let it be to magnify and glorify your holy name. Remember, Lord, your children, those who are here, those who are not here, those who are afflicted, Lord, Father, remember them, dear God. Touch them and make them whole. Those who are needy, provide for them, dear Father. We love you with all our hearts, and we surrender to you, and we ask that you forgive us our weaknesses and our shortcomings. We fail you all the time. But, Father, Lord, remember us, O God. And in our failures, O Lord, may you just reach out and lift us up, Father. It's our desire to be in your presence always, at all times, dear God. So, Father, we just pray that you be with us and have your own way. Bless the service tonight. Lord, Brother Benon, leading the songs, bless him, O God. And have your own way, Lord, tonight, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just go to the word. Joshua chapter 3, verse 7 to 10. And then also Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. We send greetings to all online. Amen. Nairobi, God bless you. Amen. And those who are online with us tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Joshua chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 10. Amen. And welcome back from Nairobi, those who travel. Amen. God was gracious. Amen. It's good to serve him. It's good to serve the Lord. Amen. Sister Topista, God bless you. Amen. Okay, Joshua 3, verse 7 to 10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you. My praise the Lord. Amen. And that he will without fail, drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Gagashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites, all the ites. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then Joshua chapter 5, 13 to 15. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, But as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. We are in good times. Amen. Revival times. Praise God. Amen. So I just have for the title, Spiritual Joshuas. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So just a few words of exhortation. Amen. We have a little time, maybe just 30 minutes, and then we shall worship the Lord. We shall pray, just empty, you know, open up and speak to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then maybe we shall pick the same thought later on, and depending on how the Holy Spirit will lead. Amen. So we have been talking about this and Ephesians, and the Lord has blessed it. Amen. And I believe this is leading to something major. Amen. So let's just humble our hearts and walk meekly before the Lord, and he will do great things. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Malachi 4, we are talking about Ephesians, which is the new land, our promise. Amen. And something I believe has turned the corner. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is that sense of maturity, amen, that we feel amidst us. Amen. So Malachi 4 gave us the new land. Of course, we know it's Ephesians. Amen. The Son of Man himself is the new land. And he said in Proving His Word, 1964, in the last days, there's got to be, was talking about John the Baptist, how he would come and say, prepare the way of the Lord. Amen. Make way. Make it clear. Amen. Then he says, in the last days, there's got to be a place prepared for the word to be made manifest. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we are now living by the evidence of the new land. Amen. The Son of Man. So 1964, evidence. Praise the Lord. Spoken word. Amen. So he declared the new land had come into being. Amen. And I thank God that the Lord led us, amen, just by inspiration to bring the start talking about the reality of that new land in our midst. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the new land, the Son of Man, which we know is the Holy Spirit, was given to us in word form, seed, the word of God. Amen. And in there is the seven thunders. In there is perfection, adoption, resurrection, rapture. All the promises is in there in the new land. Praise God. Amen. And it is exclusively for the bride. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Exclusively for the bride. Amen. So Moses had passed on, and it was a new season. Amen. Moses was a great servant. He had died, and Joshua now stepped in. And Joshua now was to lead them across. Amen. It was not an easy task. Praise the Lord. To lead them and to divide the land for them. To them, rather. And then they would possess that land, their inheritance that was given to them, their fathers. Amen. And we also found out that, of course, we know Brother Branham has spoken about this, how that only Joshua and Caleb, only two of them, had survived 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. It was a great trial. Amen. And the new land has come into being, and Malachi 4 has gone, and we see all that is going on. But we believe that there is a Joshua and Caleb outfit. Praise the Lord. Amen. The remnant under the seventh seal. Amen. That will definitely possess the land. God does not lie. What he has said is true. All that he has said is true. And his word will never fall to the ground. Amen. There will be some good ground somewhere. Amen. That will bring forth, amen, the promises that had been made. So, Joshua here now, he was given this task. Amen. And we also found out that the children of Israel, when Joshua, after Joshua, Moses speaking, and then here was now Moses presenting Joshua to them, they said, they told Joshua, he said, we will follow you only if we see what followed Moses is following you. My. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then we will know that the Lord is with you. And then, praise the Lord. Amen. My. We will only follow you if we see the life that Moses had, if you have the same life. They never took anything for granted. It was never an assumption. Amen. And if the church can realize that and begin to take every word seriously, amen, and to know that the word spoken is the word of God. God spoke it, and that God is alive. He's not dead. Amen. And he promised that word, amen, he will fulfill it. So if the church can only realize that and take God at his word, every word, not just some that we want and then we leave some, but every word, and then have the right attitude, praise the Lord, amen, then God will fulfill that word. He's obligated to fulfill because he's bound to the word. Because Brother Branham also said God will meet you on the basis of his word, his promises. That's the meeting ground. Amen. So Joshua here, the children of Israel had ready to say, we will obey you. All on one condition. We want to see that same life, that same God, that same manifestation. Amen. That led us all through the wilderness. Then we'll have confidence that you can take us through. Amen. Praise God. Amen. My. Amen. And that must have humbled Joshua. Amen. To be totally obedient to the word. Because he already told him that if you obey and meditate and stay with this word, then you will prosper. Amen. Then I will not leave you. Praise God. Amen. Now, Joshua, let's look at Joshua. There are many things that we could look at because we are talking at spiritual Joshuas today. Amen. Who are to cross over to the other land, to the new land, the Son of Man. My. The Holy Spirit land, full of promises where the resurrection is, the rapture is. Amen. Your adoption is in that land, your healing. Your everything is in that land. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we are not talking what is to come, but we are talking what is here. We have arrived. Amen. Now, the Bible in Numbers 27, verse 18, it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hand upon him. Amen. So Joshua was not there by accident. Neither are you here by accident. Praise the Lord. There's something special about you. Just like there was something special about Joshua. God knew it. Amen. So he was not just guessing with, let me try Joshua and see if he will succeed or not. No, God is not on the trial business. Pray, he knows everything. Amen. So he called you for such a time as this. So God is meaning business. So he knew what was in Joshua. So this was the word of the Lord. This was God's voice to Moses. Amen. Say, take thee Joshua. Of all the 2 million, take Joshua. Amen. The son of Nun, in whom is the Spirit. Amen. Lay hands upon him. You think God doesn't know you? He does. Praise the Lord. He does, he does. He certainly does. Amen. And then also Deuteronomy 34 verse 9 speaks of the same thing. It says, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Amen. For Moses had laid his hands upon him. Remember, the Lord had already said, it was not Moses laying hands upon him that gave him that wisdom. He already, God had already seen that wisdom, that spirit in Joshua, and they said, now lay hands upon him. It was there by predestination. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Joshua was different. Amen. But in Deuteronomy, he says he was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. You see, praise the Lord. Amen. So he was different. Amen. There was something about Joshua, amen, that God saw. And there's something about you that God saw. God has seen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now it's upon you to recognize that God has seen something about you. Amen. Amen. And that something that he has seen about you is to serve him. And to serve him is to believe his word. Amen. It's to obey his word. It's to do according to his will. Amen. Failing, sure, we will fail. We are bound to fail. We are human beings. And the prophet says, a man who cannot fail, a man who is scared of failing will not do anything. You see that? Amen. But as long as you are in the will of God and in the line of duty, amen, God does not see that. I don't mean sinning or going to commit sin. No, I don't mean that. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's the one thing we see about Joshua, and that one thing which I want us to recognize about ourselves. Amen. Then you walk, you know, you are chosen of God. You are one in a million. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you are different from the rest. Praise God. Amen. And then the second one is that Joshua was obedient. Knowing that God had called him and knowing the weight, amen, of the commission that he had been given. It was so heavy, amen, and yet God has given, God given him his word. So he became obedient, you see, because his calling required total obedience to the word of God. Total, not halfway, not a quarter way, but total. Total obedience. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That reminds me of St. John 5:19. I do nothing except my Father shows me. And God wants to bring the church to that state. The state of doing nothing except the Father shows him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Joshua was so bound to the word of God that nobody could push him. Nobody. Praise the Lord. Amen. He only could hear from God. Even crossing Jordan, he had to wait. Amen. For the word of God to hear from God, then he would give the orders. Now it's time to cross. Amen. It was not an assumption. Amen. Not by assumption, rather. And this is where I really want us to stand. Amen. To be patient with God and to be obedient with His word, because God requires that. He demands that. They that wait upon the Lord, amen, they shall do great exploits. Amen. We shouldn't be in any hurry, in any way, but let's learn to wait upon the Lord. Amen. So he was obedient to the cause. Amen. Because the word had already been spoken to him in Joshua chapter 7, verse 8, it says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law." Amen. So it had to take strength and courage. Amen. To observe. You see, it had to take a dying out. So that really had to take strength. Amen. I was looking at these words and enjoying myself. Amen. "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that, number one, you may observe to do according to all the law, all that the word has spoken." Amen. Number two, you turn not from it to the right or to the left. Amen. This is, we need, one has to be trained, really. Amen. And you know what, Brother John? I believe all these years has been a training for this. For this time. Praise the Lord. Train not to turn to the right or to the left from that word. All these years. Amen. Because you turn to the right, it gives you a whip. You turn to the left, it gives you a beating. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then you begin to learn, oh, God wants me to stay this way. And as a child of God, you can never do wrong and go free. No. Somehow, somewhere is going to get you. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have got to accept that. When you do something, amen, it's going to forgive you. It's going to help you, but you are going to pay one way or another, because it's a training. It's like a child. When a child does wrong, when you give a beating, that child will remember. Amen. Those early days, you know, the training was so hard. The child playing around with fire, they would try to make him touch that fire. You will never play with fire again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. They knew how to do things. Brother Branham was trained for years for the third pull, for a three-year job. Amen. The angel stayed with him. Gave him a vision years ago. Amen. At one point, said, teaching him how to fish. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And people were like, oh, Brother Branham, you can do it. You can do it. And he was like, yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he got again entangled. And there stood the angel, looked at him sternly. I told you not to do that. You see? Training. Because the sword was going to land in his hands. Yeah. Amen. And he had to be trained how to use that sword. The seventh seal. The Son of Man. The new land. So if God would do that to the prophet, how about us? How about us? The possessors of that new land. The same thing, you see. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it required total obedience. Amen. Then he says, that you may observe to do all that is in the law, turn not from it to the right or to the left. Amen. So that you may prosper whithersoever you are going. You see? Amen. Then he says again now, then number three, this word, this law, should never at any point depart from your mouth. Amen. The word, sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. It should never depart from your mouth. Our fellowship. Amen. In whatever form, when you meet a brother, praise the Lord. Go to the word. Just go there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Speak about what the Lord has done for you. Quote a scripture. Leave a brother with a scripture, a quote, something like that. Oh, my. Praise God. Amen. And whatever you do, amen, you line it up with the word of God. Amen. So number four, let it not depart from your mouth. Then final, number five, meditate on it day and night, that you may prosper and that you may have good success in this new land. And God will bless you. He will magnify you. Amen. Diseases will run away. Demons will fly away. Amen. Amen. Because we are first, the reason why we need to emphasize on this, these are the ABCs, the small things, and yet they are very important. The challenges ahead of us are major. You see that? Amen. The diseases, you see, and the lack, you know, the Bible says that the systems will fail, money will fail. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I was having, you know, fellowship with the brothers out there in London, and they were telling me what's going on there. There are things now, it's very hard to preach. Even when they come here in Africa, when they preach on certain things and it goes online, social media, they can be flagged, you see. And when that is done, then they follow you. And out there, at least here, we still have our financial system is still okay. But there now, they are going for cashless, you know, system where you depend on a bank. You see that? So if the banks now begin to censor you, then you have nowhere to go. You see that? Amen. So if you say certain things in certain ways, then you're flagged. Then the banks will blacklist you. Then you are done. That's where now you need the spoken word then. You see that? Praise the Lord. So that's where we are heading. Praise God. Amen. So the system now is ripe for the beast to begin to roll. Yeah. So Joshua now had to, his nature, he had to obey, because his calling required total obedience to the word. Amen. And I believe that's what God is demanding from us. Amen. For the word to be manifest in our lives is demanding total obedience to the word. Amen. Our attitude should be correct. Amen. All our priorities should be right. We should recognize our headship. And above all, we should be able to understand, I don't know the words I should use, the magnitude of what we are faced with, what this new land means to us, what this message means to us. You see? Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, compare that with the promise of the spoken word. From the spoken word is the original seed about the bride. Amen. It now begins to make more sense, where the Holy Spirit told the prophet, pick up your pen and write. You can take your seat. Amen. Where he says, this little group. And remember our service last night, last Sunday, I said in winding up, I said in the Old Testament, amen, God proved his word by Moses, by Joshua, what he had promised. He proved his word by Elijah, all those prophets, you see. But when it came now to bringing forth that real seed, that real royal seed, the seed that was promised in the Garden of Eden, it had to take a virgin. You see that? Amen. Because it was now the word to be made manifest. It was bringing forth that seed. Yes. So it took a virgin, according to, Isaiah 9:6, a virgin shall conceive. Amen. And then he said, be thou unto me according to thy word. Amen. So down through the church ages, God has also been proving his word. What he spoke in the Bible concerning these last days. Amen. The ages, the seven church ages. But now when it comes to this time of Ephesians, amen. Now, because now Ephesians is the new land, is the Son of Man. You see? And the promise is for that Son of Man to come forth into manifestation. He came to us as the word promises through Malachi 4. Praise the Lord. Can we say amen to that? Amen. So he came to us in seed form, word form, in form of promises. But that word, that seed, in other words, is the same thing like it was in Isaiah. A virgin shall conceive. It was the word. And bring forth a son. And his name shall be called Emmanuel and all that. You see? But now when it comes to this time again, is to be brought forth. Amen? So God must prove that word. Correct? So the seven church ages, there are men who have been, you know, proved that. But now when it came to this, he again picks on a virgin, which is actually a male and female. It's called the bride. Amen. To bring forth this word into manifestation. Amen. Then we can say we are in the land. Amen. We are not just living by evidence. We are actually now in the land. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Son of Man. Amen. So it requires also this. So listen to this prophecy here. And then you compare it with what he spoke what I was referring to about Joshua, obedience. He said, then from a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ, a beloved bride, a virgin of his word. And through them and by them will be fulfilled all that has been promised for his word in the virgin, who knows no man-made creeds. Through them and by them. Amen. They will love him. That's number two. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now, you cannot love somebody whom you don't know. You have to know somebody to love in order to love him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Therefore, one really has to know him. And the prophet says, when you read the Bible, the word, and your heart pulsates with it, it beats the same rhythm with your heart, then something is going on. That's real love then. You see, it's not going here, but it's going here. Amen. Then he begins to speak to you. Amen. Then it becomes the center of your joy. All that you do is to please him. You love him so much. Praise God. Amen. I was hearing a scientist somewhere. He says, they live by facts. Scientists, God help them. Praise the Lord. They must prove everything to believe. Amen. Then I say, how are they going to prove love? How will they ever prove love? You see, and yet love is there. It's real. Love speaks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love manifests itself. Love is living. It's alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. So here he says, they will love him. Amen. Who is him? The Lord. Who is the Lord? The Word. Amen. So they will love him. And then, one, first of all, she's a virgin. That's the bride. Then number two, they will love him. Then they will have his potentials. Amen. Each one of them have enough grace. Measure of grace. Amen. Have his potentials. Why? Amen. Because they are his subjects. Subject to his headship. For he is their head. He is the boss. is the ruler, is the governor of our souls. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the first thing is really to know him, is to love him. Amen. To recognize him as your head. Amen. There's nobody else but him. Amen. And you are his subject. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then they will also express the same harmony that the Lord had with the Father. I do nothing except my Father shows me fast. What a place to stand. Oh, how the devil fights that. Amen. It brings all kinds of things. Amen. But here it now calls for patience. Real patience in the Word of God and confidence that God cannot fail. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Branham, again, speaking about him, his experience, the Lord showed him he was going to kill, I think, a grizzly bear in between, you know, he was first of all going to kill one animal, and then in between that, between where he had killed that animal and where they were going, he was to kill another animal, a grizzly bear, something like that, bear. And then he killed the and that bear, there was going to be a young man putting on a certain checkered shirt, and he would measure the horns, and the horns would be exactly 42 inches. Amen. So he killed the first animal, and then when now they were going back to base, now in between there, and it was a vast land, open land, they could see nothing. Amen. And the brother that he was going with, he was with, said, "Where is that animal going to come from?" He said, "Brother Branham, I've believed you with all my heart." Amen. Because he said, I see you are disbelieving. He said, you are doubting. He said, "No. I know what your ministry has done for me. Amen. You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this." He was first a Jehovah's Witness. "But this one, I can see like so many miles away. I don't see anything." Praise the Lord. "Where is it going to come from?" Then the prophet says, "He is Jehovah Jireh." Praise the Lord. Amen. And while they were speaking, there it stood. A grizzly bear. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then the brother now told him, he said, "You better be careful how you shoot, because they don't fear bullets. They don't know death. If you miss your target, we are done." Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, "In the vision, I shot it at the heart." Yeah. So he just fired the bullet, and then here came the bear. Praise the Lord. And then the prophet said, before he could put the second bullet, it was now come like 50 yards, something like that, then it fell. And the brother was really shaking. Praise the Lord. Amen. That proved that God does not fail. Amen. Amen. When he says something, amen. But it requires patience. Patience. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that was a real show of trust. Patience. And patience goes together with trust. You really trust somebody so much, and you know you take his word. Amen. You know that he cannot fail you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's one thing that we should learn. And then somewhere also a sister, she was young then, I think in her teens, had a vision, had a dream. So she went to the prophet and said, "I had a dream and this is my dream. Can you give me the interpretation of the dream?" And then he told her, he said, well, "I've heard, but let me wait for what the Lord will say about the dreams." Amen. So after a while, she came back again. So he got her close. He said, "Come close." Say, "You sit here." He said, "I love your father and your mother so much. Now, you need my trust, my confidence. If I tell you something and it's not right, there will come a time when you really need me and you will not have faith in me then. You see that? So if I tell you something just to please you, I tell you the interpretation of this dream just to please you, and then it doesn't work out, what happens tomorrow when you are very sick and you need God then? You see that? Praise the Lord. Amen. That's where now patience really comes in. To trust God that what he says, he cannot fail. In any whatever circumstances. Amen. And the devil will bring all kinds of things, you know, to make you doubt. Amen. So, if you're sick, trust the Lord. He says, I'm the Lord God that healeth. Final. Period. Finish. Amen. Just stay there, believing. Patiently, thine will be done. Amen. And love him with all your heart. And do all your best. Amen. And also remember, you can't bribe God and you can't force him to do anything. He's sovereign. Amen. Praise the Lord. He only acts on his word. Amen. So the attitude, the patience, it all goes together. And the trust in him. That's where now St. John 5:19 comes in. I do nothing except my Father shows me. It's not about you. It's about him. Amen. So they will, they express this bride here in Ephesians, amen, expresses the same harmony that the Lord had with the Father. My pray, what a place to stand. Praise God. Amen. Then number six, because of that, they are entrusted with, thus saith the Lord. Amen. They have thus says the Lord, or they keep still. Amen. 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 Then because of that, they will do the greater works of John 14:12. The works that I do, shall you do also. Even greater, because I go unto my Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. My, praise the Lord. What a place the bride stands. Amen. So we need to even as we go into this, we need to go into it with the right attitude, the right mind, the right heart. Amen. And be ready to display the seventh age requirement, forgiveness, brotherly love. Praise the Lord. Amen. If we can do that, we can forgive. Amen. Then God will see us through. We bring God in the picture. Amen. Whatever situation, bring God in the picture. Amen. Then he will fight your battles. Praise the Lord. Remember, this is just Joshua's attitude, his nature, right at the beginning. You see that? Before even entering in, he had this. Amen. And here we stand. And God wants to do something. He wants to prosper the church. Amen. He wants to bless us with gifts. Amen. Manifestation of gifts. Praise the Lord. Visions and many things to break in among the people. A living church of God. Another book of Acts. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it requires total and complete surrender right from the beginning. Amen. Then God will say, take so and so. You see that? Because he has a different spirit in him. Amen. Then he will now begin to position you. Amen. For the hour of battle that we are getting into. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the children of Israel had assured Joshua that we will follow you, we will obey you, we'll do everything that you say if the life that was in Moses follow you. If we see what follows Moses, what Moses did is following you. If we see that, then we will be willing to follow you. Then we know God is in our midst. You see, praise the Lord. Amen. So Joshua, with that attitude, with that responsibility and obeying God, amen, and waited upon God. You see, and then in Joshua 3, verse 7, where we read from, the Lord now comes down and speaks to Joshua and say, now, Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel. What a place to stand as a church. My Tororo, praise the Lord. Amen, and Nairobi, praise God. Amen. My God coming down to say, now this day will I begin to magnify thee in all the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I, as I was with Moses, as I was with Malachi 4, so I am in your midst. God making a statement. And when God speaks, brother, then something goes on. Then people see. Then demons are scared. Praise the Lord. Could that be what is beginning to happen in our midst? Could it be, Brother Alex? This day, amen, will I begin to magnify thee. My, praise the Lord. Amen. So the church should come to that recognition that here we stand. Amen. We have done all we are able to do. And now God begins to say, now beginning this day I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel. Amen. They will see. They will not only hear, they will see. That as I was with Malachi 4, so am I with you. Because you have been obedient, you have been patient, you have done according to my will. I see in your heart, amen, there's something special. I see you have a pure spirit. I see your desire is right, your intention is right. Your objective is right. I see you are focused on the promise. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, now I begin to magnify thee. Praise the name of the Lord. And brother, when God moves, amen, that's when you enjoy salvation. That's when you thank God you are saved. That's when you thank God that you did what you are able to do. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I'm wondering, is this what we are beginning to see? Amen. Not just praise the Lord. God coming down to make a statement. Amen. Look at the state of the church. Look at something. If you are spiritual, you can feel the anointing. You can truly feel there's something special going on. Amen. Who is that God? Praise the Lord. Amen. It's coming down to what to do, what to take you over. Amen. We have been talking about it, but the hour has come. A short, quick walk. Take you over. Take us over. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. My. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. My. Praise God. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Glory. Amen. So Joshua now tells the children of Israel, he said unto them, now come hither. Come and hear the words of the Lord your God. Amen. My, praise the Lord. Wow, what a confidence. Amen. Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you. Amen. And that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and all those, the Havites, the Vites, the Hites, yes, whatever it is. You see? Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's where we stand, church, and that's why this is very important. How sure can we be that we are going in the rapture when we feel nothing, when there's his presence not in our midst? When people are seated dead, I'm going in the rapture. You see that? Praise the Lord. And here Joshua says, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will take you in the rapture. And that he will adopt you. That he will perfect you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So he has to manifest his presence right at the beginning. Then he'll give you confidence. God is in our midst. Amen. Therefore, we will obey him. We'll follow his word. Amen. We'll do whatever he says because of his presence. And his presence is what made the difference. It was his presence that made those people in Jericho tremble because they heard that God is with these people. It was not just word. It was not just a church here, it was church. No. Something was different with these people. Amen. God, and they were coming our way. My praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So it was the presence. And that presence that shakes demons. Amen. And we have to feel that presence and to know he's in our midst. Amen. Even as individuals. As an individual. Amen. Wait upon that. Amen. Because the first thing was for them to cross Jordan. Jordan means death to self. Amen. Praise the Lord. Death to the five senses, death to your desires, death to your nature, death to your habits, death. Amen. You die out the death of a corn of wheat. Cross Jordan, death. Praise the Lord. That's the first thing. Amen. And then be filled with the Holy Spirit. Meet him. Know he's real. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at Elijah and Elisha. Elijah just dropped his mantle. You know what that mantle means on Elisha. Amen. And something must have happened to Elisha. And it was so real. Amen. Until Elijah told Elijah, you go back. He said, no, I will not go back. Amen. Something happened to him. Amen. He felt the reality of the living God. Amen. How are you going to face the challenges, the trials of adoption? Amen. The testing. If you have not felt his presence in your life, there has to be an hunger somewhere in your heart. Some reality of the living God that you know he lives. Amen. That the devil, when the devil comes, look how the devil was tempted, Brother Branham. Amen. At a point when his wife had just passed away, now his daughter was also dying. And then he spoke something which stuck with me. He said the devil came to him and told him, say, you know, this Jesus whom you love so much, how could he do this? And he said, the devil is wise. He could not tell the prophet that God is not there, that Jesus is not real. Because the devil knew he had already met Christ. You see? So he came in another way and said, you see, you know him, but he doesn't love you. He doesn't care. He has even rejected your prayers. You see how he came? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And then down came the word. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then he said he left. Praise the Lord. He must have fled. Praise God. Amen. You see that? Amen. So if he had not met Christ and he was on assumption, he wouldn't have stood. The devil would have just come, God does not exist. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's it. So make sure, amen, you have met Christ in your life. Amen. Because the challenges ahead there is tough. You are going to meet all those giants. Amen. So you need Christ. You need God. Amen. So the first thing he did, amen, he says, he met him. Joshua now says, amen, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you. Amen. So God created a situation where now he began to magnify Joshua. And to show that it is him, it's not about Joshua. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Joshua had to prove to the children of Israel, and they saw with their eyes that truly God was in their midst. Amen. And when they crossed over, my, what a revival that was. Amen. And the fear struck the land. Fear struck the land, and then a lot of things began to happen. Amen. When they went to Jericho, they were now ready to fight. They were not scared anymore. Amen. But Jericho, brother, they had heard. And the difference was that God was in their midst. And that should be the difference between this church and all other churches. My. Not running down any church, not undermining any church. No, 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 no. I'm concerned about this. Amen. And our brothers online who watches us, we love you, brothers. Amen. We appreciate you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it is important, brothers. Amen. Church. Amen. In this hour, I'm just closing. Praise God. Amen. It's already 8:30. Amen. So we are just closing. So we just want to pray a little bit. We shall pick up from there. Amen. And move on. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was looking for a quote where the prophet said, if you want a church, amen, it's talk about the spirit that will take us over, will take us through. It is, I think, somewhere, you know, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Amen. I'll bring it maybe on Sunday, the Lord willing. So let's keep praying for one another. Amen. And also, let's remember Brother Wigoye in prayers. Amen. He's a real servant of God. His body has not been okay. So let's just keep him in prayers. Please whisper a prayer for him. Amen. As you pray. Amen. Above all, let brotherly love continue. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a blessed time the remaining of the week. Amen. And thank you for keeping the Wednesday service alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate Pastor. I appreciate the message. Amen. Have you been blessed? Give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. And we can be able to see the reality of Ephesians. Especially in these last days where there are so many confusion. But we thank God that the light has been, we are walking in the light. And that's the light that has made us to be where we are now. We are in the land and we are able to see the fruit of the land. Where, if not this message, how would we know the reality of Ephesians? I mean, how would we know that surely the people told Joshua, I mean, that we can only follow you if what was with Moses, yes, the presence of God that was with Moses is with you. Hallelujah. So now that tells you, amen, that we are on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. We are on the winning side. Are you on the winning side? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord and thank Pastor for bringing such a wonderful message. Amen. To make us know who we are. Amen. So we want to really, amen, thank the Lord one more time for all that he has done for us. And as we come to the closer of the message, let's just sing this song. And which says, we walk in the light. That's the light that we are. Amen. That is the light, the beautiful light that has walked, that will have led us to where we are now. We have not been walking in darkness, and we want to thank the Lord for that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In the light, beautiful light, come where the drops of mercy shine bright, shine all around us, my dear.
Jesus, we love you, appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for the light, the seventh and the light that has made us to know who we are, that has walked with us up to now, Lord, until we are able to see the reality of Ephesians. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, appreciate you. We give you back the glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you have given us tonight through your servant, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord. May you strengthen him, Lord. May you renew his strength, Lord. And Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, as we prepare, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen. For your coming, Lord Jesus Christ, to take us to glory. Lord, may remove any unclean spirit that may be from around us, Lord. So that, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, all what we can be, wherever we may be, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and whatever that, Lord, we shall see, we want you to be glorified in what we say, Lord. We want you to be glorified in what we do, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. And Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to you today, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen. Knowing that, Lord Jesus Christ, is only you and you alone, Father. Amen. That can, Lord, amen, make us what we want, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Or make us what you want us to be, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, may you Continue, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Leading us, Lord, from glory to glory. Until that day, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, when we shall make that last prayer. Even so, come, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Be with all our friends online. Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. Remembering Brother Wegoe. Lord, he's your servant who has stood for this message for many years. Lord, and Lord, you know the support that he has always given, Lord. Amen, to the ministry. In all ways, Lord Jesus Christ, you know his heart, Lord. So we are coming, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, on his behalf, Lord. Lord, knowing that, Lord Jesus Christ, you said by your stripe, Lord, we are here, Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, Brother Go is part of us. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to remember him, Lord. May you give him a total healing, Lord. You say when the saints come together and pray in one accord, Lord, you will come down and heal their land, Lord Jesus Christ. You said when thy people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, may the healing rain, Lord. Amen. Which you have sent on these last days, Lord. Heal each and every person, Lord, here, Lord, tonight. And Lord, reaching out, Lord Jesus Christ, to our brother, Wegoe, Lord Father. We thank you, praise you. Be with us, Lord, as we prepare, Lord, to go to our places, Lord, of residence. We ask you, Lord, to remember us, Lord, and see us through, Lord Jesus. Keep us safe, Lord, and let nothing, Lord, from the enemy come and, amen, interfere with the purpose, Lord, that you have purpose for us, Lord. We thank you, praise you. We give you back the glory and honor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. And Lord, throughout the remaining days of the week, we ask you, Lord, to be with us and bring us back safely here on Sunday. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as we prepare for the evening tithe and offering, amen, as the deacons prepare to come, amen. Let's sing that song. Amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Do you believe that the presence of the Lord is in this place? After such a wonderful message, amen, you can really testify that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. bless you. Have a wonderful night.